Hey, Felipe. Sorry I was a little late calling. I was finishing up with another client. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Flash.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey,
yeah.
So
yeah. Good morning.
Did we? Did you get it squared away with your brother or your dad?
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
So,
cool. Cool. Okay.
So did you like? So are you sure? You know, we can't use my ITIN number or my TIN number, right?
I'm positive, yeah. So I reached out to Perry, who's like our Google Guarantee guy. So he's our liaison to Alicia at Google Support and us. And he said we can't use the ITIN number. So yeah, we would need to use. So I had another client that had a similar issue, and she just used her son. Thing went through like nothing, you know. Even though her name's on the license, the insurance, all that stuff, it worked out perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying because, you know, thinking like, because my EI number, that's what I use, like, he's the same, I think he has the same numbers as a social, and I believe that's what I'm actually using for my company, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. You can try, so if you want, you could try to push it through, and we'll either get an approval or a denial from Google, but here's the thing, if it's a denial, it just kind of, just prolongs it a little bit. So if you're fine with waiting a little bit longer, you could try to push that ITIN number, but after that,
if it's denied, you
got to use your brother or your dad.
I'm not trying to use the ITIN number. I'm trying to use my EIN number.
Oh, the EIN number? Yeah, that definitely wouldn't go through. The ITIN number, I haven't heard about, right? I had to Google it. I didn't even know what that was, you know? But I messaged Perry about the EIN and the ITIN, and he told me it has to be a social, unfortunately.
Has to be a social. Okay, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll probably be using my pops.
Okay, use that. And I'm sorry, too. I should have mentioned it in the initial call, right? We'll make this work, though. Try to use your pops. Let's get that approved, right? And I'll keep following up on this to make sure it's good to go, okay? Did you have any other questions with anything else on that application?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Go ahead. I'm assuming, since I'm going to use my dad's information, all that information, instead of being my information, has to be his information?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yes, right? So I got to just erase everything and redo everything again, right, with his info.
With his info. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I guess that's it. You know, I just got to take care of that. And then I'll give you a call later on or something today right now.
Yeah, so, let's do that. I'll put you in for towards the end of the day. Like, how about, like, 3:30? Does that work for you?
Yeah. But
okay.
I'll probably call you myself earlier, you know.
Perfect.
To answer.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. And I got you in for 3:30 regardless if you don't call, just so I can make sure everything went smooth with that. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, perfect, cool. Perfect.
Hey, just one more question.
Yeah, shoot.
So, you know, just because, you know, just so you could give info to my boss because, you know, I want him tripping on. Because he's like, you know, he's like, I don't want to get into trouble or, like, you know.
Right.
Everything's like, I'm like, I don't think, you know, you're going to get into anything, you know.
Yeah, there's no trouble that he would get into. So the whole reason that Google runs a background check, it's just part of the Google Guarantee program, is to make sure that, like, they're telling that client that they're guaranteeing your work, right? So that's why we submit the license, the insurance. We have to do the background check. It's just part of their process, but there's no way he could be looking at like any trouble or anything, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm positive for that, you know?
So, wow. Okay. So here's the thing now.
Go ahead.
So if I'm going to put all his information, right?
Mm-hmm.
All my desk information to fill up the application. Now, all the insurance, the liability insurance, my workers' comp and everything's under my name.
That's perfectly fine. So I had another client, her name's Liz, right? Same exact situation. She did her son, who's, you know, a part of the company too, but she did her son on there and it went through flying colors. She's approved. She's on Google Guarantee. She's rocking and rolling, you know? So I'm just trying to give you, cause I know you love this program, like just trying to give you an alternative that could work out for you since you don't currently have a social, you know?
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But there's no way, like, it's just for Google Guarantee. So, his information isn't like reported to anywhere else or anything like that. It's just for the Google Guarantee program.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right. So call me if there's, you know, just call me when that's done or if there's any issues. That way I could let, Ivan know that it was submitted to. And I got you in for 3:30 regardless today. That way I can make sure, everything went through smooth. Okay?
All right, cool. All right, Daniel.
All right, awesome. You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. You have a great one.
You too.